Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP S. Subong Meranjamir has shared the center's response on development of higher education infrastructure in the state. The reply from Union Minister of State for Education and Donor, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, follows a zero-hour query raised in December last year regarding land allotment for setting up an IIT in Nagaland. In its response, the center has stated that its current focus is to strengthen existing institutions and align them with the national education policy to promote quality, multidisciplinary education. It noted that Nagaland already has key centrally funded institutes, including Nagaland University and a National Institute of Technology. Under the PM Usha scheme, over 1,292 crore rupees has been approved for 2023 till 2026 to improve access, equity and excellence in higher education. Additionally, 39 projects worth over 254 crore rupees have been sanctioned under Rashtriya Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan. Regarding the proposal for an IIT in Nagaland, the ministry confirmed receiving a request in January 2025, which has been duly noted, with further updates to be shared in due course. Mr. Jamir said, setting up an IIT in Nagaland remains crucial for the youth and long-term development of the state, adding that efforts would continue to pursue the issue at the highest level. Veterinarians in Nagaland marked the World Veterinary Day 2026 with a call for continuous upskilling and wider adoption of technology to safeguard public health and livelihoods. The call was made during the workshop in Kohima yesterday, organized by the Nagaland Veterinarians Association and the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services under the theme Veterinarians, Guardian of Food and Health. Speaking at the event, Secretary Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Angela Tajan, emphasized the vital role of veterinarians in preventing disease outbreaks, protecting the food chain, and securing farmers' incomes. Highlighting emerging challenges, she cautioned that climate change will alter disease patterns with increasing consumer demand for safer and traceable food. To address this, Ms. Tajan urged veterinarians to continuously evolve and adopt modern tools.
Streamlining and filling all vacant posts in the department. Setting up mobile veterinary units in every district. Establishing cold chain for vaccines. Upgrading infrastructure and equipments in all QCPs or even your hospitals, the dispensaries. And also digital tools for disease reporting. So we need to be future ready. Be the guardian who constantly evolves. Learn a new skill, adopt a new technology, but do not lose your compassion.
During the program, Association President Dr. K.N. Zbemo Humtsoy led the reaffirmation of the veterinarian's oath. The National Health Mission under the State Department of Health and Family Welfare has launched the Asha Connect app to improve payment systems and monitoring of grassroots health workers. Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare Anup Kinchi officially unveiled the app on Friday in Kohima in the presence of Principal Director Dr. Maraninla Senlam and other department officials. The digital platform aims to enhance efficiency in health service delivery, accountability and transparency in the functioning of ASHAs by reducing delays in payments and providing accurate real-time data for monitoring. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rainfall activity in Nagaland till the end of this month. According to the department, Nagaland is likely to experience widespread rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds until April 29. Heavy rainfall is expected in isolated areas from 27th to 30th of April. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.